Finally, some cities and some peoples, like the Samnites, didn't get much of anything at all. Merely the right to pay Roman taxes and to provide soldiers for the Romans' wars. This category of cities often remained under the control of the traditional local elites, with, of course, a certain amount of Roman supervision. This greatly pleased the local elites, who became Romanized pretty quickly. It didn't so much please the local plebeians or proletarians. From time to time, some forward-thinking Roman politician would come up with some sort of plan for creating some kind of common Roman citizenship and having it go throughout Italy. But ideas of this sort tended to get very dangerous to the men who had them. Under the Roman client-patron system, any city receiving full Roman citizenship in this way would automatically become the client of whichever Roman politician had gotten citizenship for them. Such an individual power, of course, would fly in the face of the mos maiorum. Eventually, the Romans preferred to fight the bloody and stupid social war of 91 to 88 BC, rather than grant citizenship to all Italy. Only the prospect of the war in the East made the Romans give in. But that is another story. Segment 7E, Conclusions. 1. Dad's the boss. Roman society is the Roman family writ large. Pater familias, patria potestas, patricians, patres, Jupiter. The base, P-A-T-R, meaning father, is present in the name or title of each of Rome's most important authority figures. Even though the Romans were proudly democratic after 509 BC, or whenever they really did kick out the last king, their society was based on a nuclear family, a base family in which the father exercised absolute power, including that of life or death. The Republic's annual elections and collegial magistracies were designed to make one-man rule impossible. The tensions between democracy and patriarchy were too strong to go away, and they too wound up rising up to defeat Rome in the end. 2. One people, one religion. For all of its silliness and lack of what we would consider spiritual content, the Roman state religion still helped bring the Roman people together. In the first place, worship of the old-timey agricultural gods and household gods like the Lares and Penates, or dear old Sterculinus, the poop god, never stopped. Assimilation of Roman deities such as Jupiter, Juno, and Mars, with Greek deities such as Zeus, Hera, and Ares, actually added to the awe and respect factor of the Roman state religion. The Romans could also believe that their religion gained vitality by literally absorbing the gods, goddesses, and religious cults of the cities it conquered over the years.